To NURFM, FM, good morning.
Mark, I was just driving and pulled over. I heard you make a comment about the footy competition. The fellow that you've got coming on to talk about it, he can't beat me because I'm coming stone motherless last.
Well, that's some comfort for him.
So I'm actually Esme. So if you have a look on the thing, that's me.
It'd be pretty easy to find Esme. You're at the very, very bottom. That's some old comfort for our footy guy, Rob, also the producer at 2NURFM. Morning. Now, I've got to mention, you know a lot more about rugby league than I have ever known.
Well, I like to consider myself a tragic.
And where am I coming on our footy tipping contest again? Where's that? What, 40-something?
46.
Where are you coming?
187th, but let's keep in mind it's only early days. It's not where you are now. It's about where you are at the end of the season.
Yes, and once you start beating me by heaps, we'll just tail off and won't ever mention it again. You've decided that you're going to throw a bit of caution to the wind. You've got a new strategy to try.
Yes, my new strategy. Now, Mark, you're a fan of Seinfeld, aren't you?
I love Jerry, yes.
Jerry, all right. Well, I was watching an old episode of Seinfeld last night and I came across a strategy that George employed called the opposite.
Let's find out about it.
So you just did the opposite of everything?
Yes! And it's all happening because I'm completely ignoring every urge towards common sense and good judgment I've ever had.
And it worked for him.
Yes. So everything turned up. He was on the bottom, then he got on top. So I'm thinking, in order to improve my standing from 187 to let's get in the double digits there, the triples, let's go something different this week.
You've tried to put your results against every urge that you have to go the right way. You're going the wrong way in some of these.
Going the opposite.
Okay, Storm and Broncos.
Yes, so Billy Slater is back for his first game since round one last year. He's had a horror run with injuries lately. Melbourne starting the season with two back-to-back wins. Brisbane, a win, a loss, and they could have easily beat the Cowboys last week. It was a very tight game in Golden Point. It's being held in Melbourne. Everything points to a Melbourne victory, so therefore I'm going Brisbane.
Okay. My beloved Bulldogs taking on the Warriors?
Yes, the Dogs and the Warriors. It's a Dogs home game, but they're going to be playing it over in New Zealand. All about that money, all about that coin. Bulldogs debuting two new players in the back, so Brad Abbey, a former Warriors under-20s player, and Marcelo Montoya, both highly rated. And for the Warriors, big Manu Vatavai is back. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, the Warriors captain, is out with concussion this week. So Warriors haven't won a game yet. Warriors 1-2, 1-2 over in New Zealand. Warriors, you'd have to think they'd be probably aiming up to get the win. So therefore, let's go the Bulldogs.
The Titans are taking on Parramatta.
Now, this is probably the one exception to my opposite theory this week. I cannot tip anyone other than the Eels. Titans just absolutely decimated with injuries. They had to sign someone from the Roosters yesterday, Dale Copley, and they're awaiting clearance to see if he can play just so they can field a half-decent team. Even though Corey Norman, the Eels' star playmaker, is out, I can't see anything other than a Parramatta victory.
Okay, so you're going against your own rule, what, three games into it?
Three games in.
Now we've got the Knights, they're taking on the Bunnies.
Oh, how great was it last Saturday? McDonald Jones Stadium, first win in 19 games.
It was huge, and maybe some momentum changing for the Knights.
Yeah, so things look to be on the up for the Knights. Getting a win, they're chasing back-to-back wins for the first time since rounds 23 and 24, 2015. Souths bounced back in a big way against Manly last weekend. I was really impressed with them. I thought that with Greg Inglis out, they would struggle. And considering that they were down 12-0 in as many minutes, I thought Manly would just roll over on top of them. Souths crushed it. So it's in Newcastle. And I think the Knights, they started the season really well their past 2 weeks. I think they may be due for a little down week. So I think the Bunnies might just pip them at the post.
So you're going with Souths?
Yeah, I think I'll stick with Souths for this week. But applying my opposite theory, I want the Knights to win, so therefore by tipping Souths, I'll get the opposite result.
Sounds good. Some more games very quickly. Panthers and the Roosters.
Panthers and Roosters. This should be an absolute cracker. Both sides starting the season quite well. Penrith bounced back in a big way from their round one shocker against the Tigers last week. Very impressive. Roosters getting up against your Dogs last week as well.
We just don't mention that.
Won't mention that. It's being held in Penrith. I think the Roosters might start off really well, but I think Penrith might get them right at the end in a very close game. I think this is definitely the match of the round.
Okay, and with the Cowboys facing a bit of an injury crisis, they've got Manly.
They're absolutely decimated in their outside backs especially. Lachlan Coote's out, Antonio Winterstein's out. In the forwards, Matt Scott, their co-captain, is out for the season. Jason Taumalolo's out suspended. Plus, they're coming off two back-to-back Golden Point games against the Raiders and Broncos. Whereas Manly, they've been a bit disappointing starting off, and they're facing their own injury woes. It's in Townsville. I think that Manly are capable of doing it, but I just think that the Cowboys are also just too much of a good side, that even for all the disadvantages they have and players out, I think the Cowboys will just be too strong.
Canberra have got the Tigers this week too.
Yes, and Canberra surprised me last week because at halftime against Cronulla, the reigning premiers, it was only 12-10 and they were very much closely in it and it could have gone either way. In the second half, Cronulla absolutely blew them away. So I think that the Raiders will be looking to bounce back, plus their captain, Jared Croker, is back for his first game of the season. Tigers at times last week, they looked in it and then Penrith blew them away. And I just don't know what's going on at the Tigers at the moment. They've got a few players out, but I just think back in Canberra, Raiders to get the win there.
So again, you're going against your theory.
This is
working out well, mate. Our last game, we've got the Sharks and the Dragons, and it's another one of those derbies.
Yeah, traditional derby. Both of these sides don't like each other. Put it short and sweet. I think the Dragons, they played really well round one, but they got put in their place against Parramatta last week. I think Cronulla will do it quite easily, actually.
It's okay. Well, the theories, some of the games you're going with your new theory, some you've got to stick with the games that you just can't bet against. So you've gone the Sharks over the Dragons. Rob, we'll see how you go this week.
Yes.
And if you beat me, well, good luck. You've earned it.
Thank you, Mark.
That is our producer here at 2NURFM, Rob Crosby, giving us a bit of an NRL update on what he thinks will happen this weekend.